This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's top diplomat said on Monday Germany is not blocking the re-export of Leopard tanks to Ukraine after Poland vowed to send some if other countries did too. European Union's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said, quote, from what I understand, Germany is not going to ban the export of these weapons if any EU country that has them wishes to do so. The Kyiv government wants the German-made Leopard 2, one of the most widely used Western tanks, to help it break through Russian lines and recapture territory this year. Borrell spoke after EU foreign ministers met in Brussels and approved 500 million euros of new military aid to Ukraine.
We will continue our support to Ukraine. Ukraine has to win this war, and we will support on the best possible way.
He said the foreign ministers approved the 500 million euro package along with a further 45 million for quote-unquote non-lethal equipment for the EU's military training mission for Ukraine. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office on Monday began identifying the 11 people killed in the Lunar New Year massacre inside a popular dance studio in Monterey Park, California. 10 victims died at the scene of the Saturday shooting. Authorities on Monday said an 11th person died while being treated at a local hospital. While not releasing all the victims' names, the coroner's office initially said the five women and five men who were killed were all in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. No information was immediately made available about the 11th victim. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa say two students were killed and a teacher was seriously injured in a shooting at a Des Moines school on the edge of the city's downtown. The shooting was at an educational program that's affiliated with the city's school district. The program, which helps at-risk youth, was founded by a rapper whose stage name is Will Keeps. Emergency crews were called to the school in the afternoon, about 20 minutes after the shooting. Police said officers stopped a car about 2 miles away and took three suspects into custody. A police spokesman said the shooting was definitely targeted. There's been another conviction from the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Most people have seen the picture of the man who propped his feet up on a desk in then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the Capitol riot. Richard Big O Barnett has been convicted of joining the mob's attack on the building 2 years ago. A jury found the 62-year-old from Arkansas guilty on all 8 counts, including felony charges of civil disorder and obstruction of an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced in May. More than 940 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the January 6th attack. Nearly 500 of them have pleaded guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
Four members of the Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
This verdict is against Joseph Hackett, Roberto Menuda, David Morchel, and Edward Vallejo. It comes just weeks after a different jury convicted the group's leader, Stuart Rhodes, in the attack that halted certification of President Biden's electoral victory. It's another major victory for the Justice Department, which also is trying to secure sedition convictions against a former leader of the Proud Boys and four associates. The Justice Department so far has brought nearly 1,000 cases, and the number increases by the week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Nigeria opened a billion-dollar Chinese-built deep seaport in Lagos on Monday, which is expected to ease congestion at the country's ports and help it become an African hub for transshipment, handling cargoes and transit for other destinations. President Muhammadu Buhari has made building infrastructure a key pillar of his government's economic policy and hopes that this will help his ruling party win votes during next month's presidential election. The new seaport is 75% owned by a Chinese company. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.